Good morning. It's Sunday, May 24th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A tense evening unfolded just steps from the White House. A gunman was killed after opening fire near a Secret Service checkpoint on Saturday evening in Washington, D.C. Authorities say 21-year-old Nasir Best pulled a revolver from his bag and began shooting near the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, prompting agents to return fire. A bystander was also wounded, while no officers were injured. President Donald Trump, who was inside the White House at the time, praised the Secret Service for what he called their swift and professional action. Investigators say the suspect had previously tried to approach the White House and had a documented history of mental health issues. The incident comes just weeks after another shooting disrupted the White House correspondents' dinner, raising fresh concerns about security around the presidential complex. Another news. California is racing against time after a dangerous chemical leak triggered mass evacuations. Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency as crews worked through the weekend to stabilize a tank containing 7,000 gallons of methyl methacrylate at an aerospace facility in Orange County. Officials warned the highly flammable chemical could either spill or explode if pressure continues building inside the damaged tank. Thousands of residents in Garden Grove have been ordered to evacuate, while nearby schools and roads remain closed. Fire officials said temperatures inside the tank were climbing faster than expected, despite continuous cooling efforts. Health authorities warned the vapors could cause breathing problems and dizziness. Emergency teams are now preparing containment plans in case the tank ruptures, while investigators continue examining what caused the failure. Around the world, India and the United States are showing unity, but not without friction. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio wrapped up talks in New Delhi after India publicly raised concerns over tighter U.S. visa restrictions affecting Indian professionals and students. Indian Foreign Minister Subrahmanyam Jaishankar said legal travel should not suffer while both countries cooperate on illegal immigration. Rubio defended the measures as part of broader immigration reforms and insisted they were not India-specific. Despite the disagreement, both sides stressed strong strategic ties on trade, technology, and regional security. Rubio described India as one of America's most important partners, while Jaishankar said the two countries shared convergence of national interests. The visit also comes amid delicate negotiations over tariffs, energy supplies, and growing geopolitical tensions involving China, Pakistan, and Iran. Another news. Ukraine is warning of a possible new escalation in the war with Russia. President Volodymyr Zelensky said intelligence shared by Ukraine, the United States, and European allies suggests Russia may be preparing strikes using its hypersonic Oreshnik ballistic missile. The warning follows comments by Russian President Vladimir Putin ordering retaliation after a Ukrainian drone attack in the occupied Luhansk region. Zelensky said the potential attack could involve multiple weapon systems and possibly target Kyiv. Russia has used the Oreshnik missile twice before and claims it travels at more than 10 times the speed of sound, making it nearly impossible to intercept. Western leaders have previously described its use as dangerously escalatory. The warning highlights growing fears that the conflict could enter another more destructive phase as both sides intensify attacks. Another news. Questions are growing over America's military priorities in Asia. U.S. officials moved to calm concerns after comments from acting Navy Secretary Hung Cao suggested arms sales to Taiwan were being slowed because of the ongoing war with Iran. Taiwan has been waiting for approval of a major U.S. weapons package, reportedly worth up to $14 billion. A source familiar with the matter later said the delays were unrelated to the Iran conflict and noted that arms sales typically take years to process. Meanwhile, Taiwan says China has deployed more than 100 ships around the island in recent days, raising tensions further in the region. President Trump has yet to decide whether to approve the new package, adding uncertainty to U.S.-Taiwan relations at a time of growing military pressure from Beijing. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.